The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, August the 20th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia. Shopper Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. An important ruling in Hawaii, news on the IMF and funds not given to Afghanistan from Magdalene Rose, and some instructions for the faithful in Chicago and Philly. A Hawaii judge on Wednesday rejected murder and attempted murder charges against three Honolulu police officers in the fatal shooting of a teenager, preventing the case from going to trial. District Court Judge William Domingo, in a ruling from the bench, said there was no probable cause that the officers committed the crimes that they were accused of. He noted the teenager, 16-year-old Ira Mamber Sykap, led the officers on a high-speed chase immediately before the April 5th shooting, refusing commands to stop. He said the incident only ended after Sykap was shot and the car fell into a canal. Honolulu prosecutors filed charges against the three officers after a grand jury decided not to indict them, arguing that a trial should be held regardless. It's the first time in more than 40 years that a Honolulu police officer has been charged in a fatal shooting. In other news, the IMF takes a bold step against Afghanistan. Here's Crusade Channel political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The International Monetary Fund said on Wednesday it suspended Afghanistan's access to IMF resources, including around $440 million in new monetary reserves, due to a lack of clarity over Afghanistan's government after the Taliban seized control of Kabul. Resources of over $370 million from the IMF had been set to arrive on the 23rd of August. These funds are part of a global IMF response to the economic crisis. It comes after an official from the Biden administration told the BBC that any central bank assets the Afghanistan government has in the U.S. will not be made available to the Taliban going forward. Now that the Taliban has seized control of Afghanistan and soon will dominate Afghanistan in every way once the full U.S. withdrawal happens, the Taliban will be faced with an economic issue of how to get the funds that belong to Afghanistan back to Afghanistan if they will not be released by other countries, and how to improve business relationships with countries that may be willing to recognize the Taliban as a legitimate government, such as China or Russia. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The archdioceses of both Philadelphia and Chicago have instructed their clerics not to assist parishioners seeking religious exemptions from receiving COVID-19 vaccines. An August 18th letter from Father Michael Henley, vicar for the clergy for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, said that neither the archdiocese, quote, nor its parishes are able to provide support, written or otherwise, for individuals seeking an exemption from the vaccine on religious grounds. Blaise Cardinal Kupich of Chicago wrote on August 17th to priests instructing them to, quote, politely decline requests for religious exemption, quote, and explained that doing so would mean that you would be endorsing something that is not in keeping with Catholic teaching, according to a copy of a letter provided by local television. Our quotes of the day on this Friday comes from St. Clement. The Lord has turned all our sunsets into sunrise. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was declared a doctor of the church in 1830. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Welcome back, students, teachers, and support faculty. School is back in session, and you can show up in style with a brand new Kia from Bulldog Kia. Have you seen the new Kia Telluride? How about the new Kia K5? They're beautiful. They also come with Kia's limited 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, so you have peace of mind when you buy your new vehicle from my friends at Bulldog Kia. The Bulldog Kia Advantage is another great benefit you get on top of the excellent warranty. Buying from Bulldog Kia just makes sense. Visit them online at bulldogkia.com or in person on the Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club in Athens. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See kia.com or Bulldog Kia for details.
Our saint of the day is Bernard of Clairvaux. Man of the century, woman of the century. You see such terms applied to so many today, golfer of the century, composer of the century, and others, that the line no longer has any punch. But Western Europe's man of the 12th century, without a doubt or controversy, had to be Bernard of Clairvaux. Advisor of popes, preacher of the Second Crusade, defender of the faith, healer of a schism, reformer of a monastic order, scripture scholar, theologian, and eloquent preacher. Any one of these titles would distinguish any ordinary man, yet Bernard was all of these, and he still retained a burning desire to return to the hidden monastic life of his younger days. In the year 1111, at the age of 20, Bernard left his home to join the monastic community of Citeaux. His five brothers, two uncles, and some 30 young friends followed him into the monastery. Within 4 years, a dying community had recovered enough vitality to establish a new house in the nearby valley of Wormwoods, with Bernard as abbot. The zealous young man was quite demanding, though more on himself than others. A slight breakdown of health taught him to be more patient and understanding. The valley was soon renamed Clairvaux, the Valley of Light. His ability as arbitrator and counselor became widely known. More and more he was lured away from the monastery to settle long-standing disputes. On several of these occasions, he apparently stepped on some sensitive toes in Rome. Bernard was completely dedicated to the primacy of the Roman See. But to a letter of warning from Rome, he replied that the good fathers in Rome had enough to do to keep the church in one piece. If any matters arose that warranted their interest, he would be the first to let them know. Shortly thereafter, it was Bernard who intervened on a full-blown schism and settled it in favor of the Roman pontiff against the anti-pope. The Holy See prevailed on Bernard to preach the Second Crusade throughout Europe. His eloquence was so overwhelming that a great army was assembled and the success of the crusade seemed assured. The ideals of the men and their leaders, however, were not those of Abbot Bernard, and the project ended as a complete military and moral disaster. Bernard felt responsible in some way for the degenerative effects of the crusade. This heavy burden possibly hastened his death, which came on August the 20th, 1153. Finally, Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas is best known as home to the Army's Tank Division, the revered Old Ironsides military insignia, and the country's largest military-controlled airspace. But the Biden regime's botched exit from Afghanistan is turning the vast installation into ground zero for the evacuation of Afghans who spent 2 decades helping the United States fight the war against terror. Texas Senator John Cornyn says the fort is preparing to receive 10,000 Afghan refugees, and military officials have hinted that that number could reach much higher. It's the second major wave of civilian guests to be hosted at the fort, which began this spring helping the Homeland Security and Health and Human Services Departments to house thousands of unaccompanied minor children who were brought across the border. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade.